Hi there, and thanks for joining us for Stress to the Nines, a daily devotional from First Presbyterian Church of Fort Smith. Good evening. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. We are going to look at the very beginning of chapter 14 this evening. These are some of the most beautiful, and Phil talked about it in worship yesterday, and comforting words that Jesus offers in his entire ministry. And they are also, they are insightful in telling us of what it is our faith consists. What does our faith consist of or in? So if you remember, just before this, Jesus has told Peter that Peter will deny him three times before dawn. That's what's right before it. And we wondered how that would feel for Peter hearing that, if you remember from last week. And then we read this. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him." So much here for us to digest tonight, including Thomas's wonderful question. For once, it's not Peter acting for all of the disciples, it's Thomas. And he says, "Lord, how can we know the way?" Asked by everyone who has ever been lost, right? How can I know the way, Lord? Where do I go next? What is the next step? How will I know? And then Jesus's such famous answer, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And this is where I think it's so insightful for what our faith consists of. Because so often in our faith, we can talk about different treatises and assertions that we have to agree to. And then that means that we're Christian. Or did you follow these rules? Can you check these boxes? And all of that can be important. Of course it can. But we need to always remember that we do not follow a set of treatises or even a set of rules or boxes we can check. We follow a person. We follow the person of Jesus Christ. He is the way. He doesn't teach us a way. He is himself the way. So in following him, we follow someone. Now, that doesn't necessarily make our following easier, but it does make it more particular. Here in this very example, if we are to follow Jesus, if he is our way in this world, then look what just happened. One of his closest friends will betray him in his greatest hour of need. And after sharing that with him, the very next thing he says is to comfort the betrayer, to comfort him. "Peter, do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid." That's part of what it is to follow Jesus as our way. It does not make it easier, but it does make it more particular. We follow him, and his way is the way forward, especially when we're lost. Let us pray. Lord, we are grateful for the turn in the weather. We're grateful for safety, for health, for community, and we are grateful for you. That in the face of utter betrayal, in the face of sin against you, you say, do not let your heart be troubled and do not let it be afraid. We are grateful that you are our Lord. And we pray that you would help us to make our lives be more and more reflections of you. It is in your holy name that we offer this prayer. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sin, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us your peace. Amen. Phil will see you in the morning, and I'll see you tomorrow evening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. And may the Lord grant you his peace this night and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Stress to the Nines. You can enjoy this daily devotional 5 days a week on the church's Facebook page at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., or continue to enjoy them on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Until the next time, peace.